Welcome to Spartan Mind, the newest addition to the Spartan Up podcast family. I'm Dr. L, Spartan's chief mind doc. I'm going to be here each Wednesday bringing you back to the couch to toughen up your mind, to get you super uncomfortable, working you through a little internal barbed wire so that you can increase your physical execution and your performance in life. So keep listening to the Spartan Up podcast that you're used to on Tuesdays. You'll find me here on Wednesdays and Spartan Way Habits on Thursdays. Now that's a trifecta. Hey Spartans, today we're talking about filtering. Filtering is one of those mindset traps that we all have a tendency to fall into. And really what filtering is filtering out the positive and focusing in on the negative. And we all struggle with this from time to time. Sometimes just where we filter is different from person to person. And the reason why it's important to talk about filtering is because filtering can really decrease our confidence and lower our self-esteem. Now, a lot of people actually filter on purpose because they feel like focusing in on the negative is going to motivate them to do better and keep them in check. But I can tell you right now that we're actually not very good at that. Filtering, as we know from data, really doesn't make us feel very good about ourselves. So here's an example of filtering, one that I know I've fallen into, and maybe you have too. You present a project to somebody, and nearly everybody in the room afterwards comes up to you and says, "That was so great. Oh my gosh, I loved it. You were so funny here," or "That was so smart. I never would have thought of that." But then you've got that one person who comes up to you afterwards and points out something that just feels a little negative, like a little thorny. And what do? You go home, and that's the only thing that you can think of is that one person's voice and that one person's opinion, even though you had a whole bunch of people tell you something really positive about it. That is filtering. Let's say you're going for a trifecta. You've already done a sprint and you just finished the super. But unfortunately, you failed a couple of the obstacles. If you leave that race and in your training towards the beast, all you think about are the negatives of that super race, that's actually going to lower your confidence going into the beast, which isn't going to set you up for a position of feeling good about yourself on that race. So it's okay, of course, to think about where you failed and to grow from them and to flip failure upside down. That was episode 2 of my podcast, so make sure you listen to that. Flip failure upside down and gain wisdom from it. But you don't want to narrowly focus on the negative and filter out all of the positive. One of the things that you want to do is bring the positive in so that you can gain confidence while, yes, maybe also growing and knowing the wisdom from certain failures, but not just focusing in on that part. That's filtering. So there's a few things to consider when we're talking about filtering. The first is, where do you filter the most? So one of the things that can help you figure out the answer to that question is, where are your insecurities? If your insecurities are in relationships, then you might filter the most in the context of those relationships. If you have insecurities at work, then you might filter the most at work. If you have insecurities around body image, then that's where you might filter the most. We all are insecure about different things, so it's important to know where your insecurities lay so that you can identify if that's where you're filtering the most. The second thing is, does filtering serve me? And this is where I want to go back to in the beginning when I talked about that some people do this on purpose. If you're one of those people that filters on purpose and are sitting there thinking, well, I want to focus on the negative because I want to grow and I want to gain wisdom from it, I want you to ask yourself, do I feel better or do I feel worse after I engage in filtering? If the answer is you feel worse, then it's not working for you. I can tell you that right now. So you're gonna have to change the way that you motivate yourself and bring in some positive. And that moves us into the third, which is bringing in the positive. So when you're focusing in on the negative and you identify that you're filtering, I want you to engage in an effortful and intentional practice of focusing on the positive. And that can literally look like this. Every time you give yourself a minute to think about the negative, you give yourself 5 minutes to think about the positive. If you go home and you're thinking about only what that one person said, I want you to then spend time thinking about what those other people said too. That's an effortful practice. I mean, it takes time, but I'm going to tell you right now it's going to be worth it because at the end, you are going to feel better about yourself and you're going to gain more confidence. And that's filtering.
If you like what you hear, spread the word.
Tell your friends, subscribe and review on iTunes, or comment on YouTube. Then come tell us what you think. We're on Twitter at SpartanUpPod or Instagram at SpartanUpPodcast. Because it's happened to me in my own life, and if it happens to me, it happens to you. Let me start that over. So...